This is Kelly Vincent, and this is my recorded interview with Mrs. Yates, and the date is the 27th of the 9th, 89.
Yes.
Got a few questions.
You asked a question.
Okay. Whereabouts were you during the Depression?
Living down on Haller Valley, down here.
Allendale Road.
Yes.
Right. And how old were you?
31 years.
Right. Did you have a job during the Depression?
When we couldn't sell our produce, market gardening, well, I had to take a job.
Right.
Women could get jobs mostly, but men couldn't. No jobs available.
Mm.
So I went out sewing. I was a dressmaker.
Oh, right. And things like food, did you have plenty of food during the Depression?
Oh, we didn't starve because we had a cow and some fowls.
And you still had your market garden?
Yes, we still had it, but we couldn't pay for it. There was about 100 settlers who couldn't pay for it because of the Depression.
Was your father around? Your mum and dad own the market garden?
No, it's just my husband and I and my two children.
Yeah. And how were you the clothes? Did you make the clothes for your children and they had plenty of clothes?
Oh yes, we wear them out clothes. And it was really hard because I had to work a long hours with my sewing machine, and I got a lot of work, and it was the only money coming in what I earned. But my husband was not allowed to leave the land, he had to stay on it, and there was no jobs. So we managed. It was really hard. But I had plenty of go in me.
And plenty of food, so.
Yes, because we had fowls and we still had the cow. Other people were much worse off than us.
Was there much unemployment in your area?
No employment, no. I think it was very, very, very bad. Lots of people went about. Sure, they were very short of food.
Did you have many people coming in off the streets to ask for work near your market garden?
No.
Asking for charity or money or food, something like that?
Well, some of the neighbours around knowing that I was still earning some money, used to ask, you know, for favours. And of course I did what I could for them, but I wanted to work hard to get my younger son a good education. So I took about everything I earned, you know, just for food and his schooling.
And what age did he go to school at him?
Well, he was only 6 years of age, the younger one, and the other one was 8. Another two boys.
Mm-hmm. And what age did they actually finish school?
Oh, they went on, you know, to high school and when they grew up, they went to the war.
Did they go to Dandenong High School?
Yes, went to Dandenong High School.
That was about the end of the man.
Went on the train. The government was very good. It was giving them free travel.
Yeah. And did the government help you in any other way?
No. It was government closed a settlement for land. We couldn't pay for it, of course, naturally, with no income. We grew a lot of beautiful vegetables, and I spent a lot of my money that I earned later on improving the property. But there was no hope. I was offered a job then with Lady Casey.
Oh, right.
They weren't Lord and Lady then. But they heard about them doing sewing and in soft furnishings in the house, and I went up there for 5 weeks and did all sorts of things like curtains and drapes and
I think I heard about it.
So that was a real godsend. Yeah.
And what year was that? What year was that?
We stayed on the land down here for 7 years, so that would be about 1935 when I went up there, and they offered us a home then, so we went to live there. So we were really lucky in a way. But other people just had to walk off. No, had nowhere to go, lots of them. We didn't know we were going to go either till we had this offer from Edmonton.
And how did the fact that your husband didn't have a job, how did that affect him?
Well, of course, he broke down in his health and like a nervous breakdown because of the worry of it. He didn't like me having to work and he couldn't. But anyhow, finally he got a job up at Edmonton too. We stayed there for 20 years. We all went into debt. We owed a lot of money because we had still had to feed the stock and the chooks. Sold those though, had to sell everything. Well, that's the outline of it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's been great.